This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Domestic engineering today. And as you heard on the top of the hour news, and we mentioned before on this broadcast class, President Biden's $14,000 fine for each unvaccinated worker. That's what he's saying, should they not be vaccinated by January 4th. $14,000 for each unvaccinated worker for companies that have 100 or more employees. And if there are repeat offenders that have willfully violated the rules under the Biden administration's new sweeping mandates, that will start today, the fines can go up to $136,532 for each repeat offender. So, first-time offenders, it's only a $14,000 fine if you don't follow his mandate and comply. And if you are a willful repeat offender, the fines can escalate almost 10 times to $136,532. I'm sure those are scientifically derived numbers. And he has no authority to do this, class. He has no authority. Unless you sign a contract with the government that says you will do it. If you agree to something as dumb as that, then you've agreed to it. But for the rest of us, we haven't agreed. And here's something that I came up with this morning. It's pretty upsetting. And I'm thinking the next stunt that this guy is going to pull is he's going to say to those who are on Social Security that listen, y'all getting money from the government, and if you don't get vaccinated, we're going to suspend your Social Security monthly payments. I think that's the next stunt, or one of the next stunts that this administration is going to pull. Now, for those of you who might believe that the government is paying you with their money, they're not. They're paying you with your money. You have been forced into paying into Social Security all the time you've been working. And when you begin collecting, you're collecting the money that you have been forced to pay into Social Security. You're finally getting some of that money out. And their plan is to have you pay more in and get less out than you paid in. That's their plan. It's always been their plan. So, just a thought. Do I know this for a fact? No. This is just me and my wild imagination saying to myself, I think this is one of the next stunts they're going to pull. Any comments, Kathy?
Well, if it's so incredibly crucial that we have it, then why is Congress and all their staff exempt? The White House, the Post Office, the CDC, et cetera. I don't understand.
Right. Well, obviously, it's dangerous. Obviously, Dr. Norm Shealy, senior USA Prepares instructor, has been right all along. And he's called it. He's called it absolutely right. And he's a brilliant, brilliant medical doctor and researcher. So, class, Dr. Shealy has said on the air he's not going to get the vaccine, even if he were told that in order to see his family he would have to be vaccinated. He said he's not doing it. I've said the same thing. I asked Rich Sheehan on Tuesday. He's not going to get the vaccine. Gwyneth's not going to get the vaccine. Do you want to comment on your thoughts, Kathy?
I won't get it, Vince. But you know, there's a lot of reasons, but probably for me, there's the moral issue. They use the aborted fetal cells, and they take these cells from these babies while they're still alive. They harvest their organs while they're still alive. And to me, I'm not doing it. It's immoral. It goes against my Christian beliefs. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you for a whole host of reasons. That'd be just one.
Yeah.
One of many. Another one is we don't know what's in the vaccines. Kathy, did you want to share with us some information that you have found through your research about contaminated and or defective lots of the vaccine?
Sure. I have some lot numbers. Pfizer. Oh, the lot number, it's E as in Edward, K as in Kite, 9231. There was 3,500 deaths. Moderna, 03, K as in Kite, 20, A as in Apple, 4,000 deaths. Moderna, 04, L as in Larry, 20, A as in Apple. That one was pulled in California because of, they didn't call it side effects. They said adverse, anaphylactic. They worded it very deceivingly. But they pulled that. But it was sent to 13 states. So we don't know what 13 states it was sent to. But those are the three lot numbers. So if anybody would like to look it up to see which one you got or if you know someone that had it, that's what I found. And that was actually, you can, and Rich mentioned it. There's another lady, I can't remember which one it was. It could have been Karen Kingston. She does a lot of this research. But this was that one that from USA Watchdog with Dr. Elizabeth. It's EADS. EADS, I believe it's said or spelled. So, but that's what I found, Vince. And one of the comments that they made was there's such a thing as a patient bill of rights that you can kind of arm yourself. There's no informed consent. When I worked in the hospital, every drug had a package insert. And, I mean, when you open it up, it would probably take you an hour to read it at least. And so when these first came out, there was nothing on the package inserts. Now there's a little bit, but there's no ingredient list, and I don't believe there's a side effect list on there either. And it's also in the, if you wanted to get certain medication that other people are allowed to get, but you can't, it's in the NIH document that that you can go take it back to your pharmacist and show them it's in there that you can get this medication. So anyway, that was what I found. And the other thing that was mentioned in that video, Vince, is there's a parasite in there called Hydro vulgaris. And this doctor, Elizabeth Eads, believes that's contributing to a lot of the problems that we're having with this bioweapon, really.
Yeah, and so we've gotten along without this. Why not boost our immune systems, as Dr. Norm Shealy has been saying? Absolutely boost your immune system. Astaxanthin, he recommends vitamin C with MSM, multiple vitamin, and, of course, vitamin D3. Why not consider that, class? That's what I do, and it works great. I follow Dr. Shealy's protocol, and you know, Dr. Shealy and I are friends, and we have been for going on 11 years now. He's taken me under his wing, and he's given me advice and counsel, and the same advice and counsel that you can get. And he's a brilliant medical doctor, and his thoughts are not exactly the same as other medical doctors, because they don't have the same training that he has. They are not innovators as he is. They are not inventors as he is. They don't have patents as he does. They haven't written 40 books as he has. So his path has been different. So all doctors are not created the same. All doctors are not educated the same. And all doctors don't have the same experiences. So if you were to ask your doctor, so doctor, what do you think about colloidal silver? What do you think? What do you think the answer is going to be? What do you think if you ask your doctor if you should be eating more fruits and vegetables, or should you be taking vitamins, minerals, and supplements? What do you think the answer is going to be? I can tell you what the answers I've got. I just do this as a little test, and I've been doing it for 40 years. Doctor, should I take vitamins? Oh no, no, no! You get all the vitamins you need in the food you eat. You know, it's just more expensive urine. That's what vitamins are. Kathy, have you heard those kinds of things as well?
Yes, and I've actually been chastised when I'll bring something up, like fluoride in the toothpaste or fluoride in the water. I had a dentist walk out of the office when I brought it up. He just turned around and he huffed and he walked out.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I've had that many times.
You know, just as a side note, class, you've got to ask yourself, why is it that companies are saying you will follow the government mandate to be vaccinated or you're going to lose your job? What would make a company do that? What would make a company say, we're going to have United Way here, and we want you to contribute money from your salary to the United Way, or the American Cancer Society, or whatever the organization is that they want you to participate in. My wife worked for a company, a very large chemical company. And you all have heard this name for this chemical company. I'm just not going to mention them. And they had, they wanted their employees to contribute to their favorite charity. And if you would be invited to a meeting and everybody be there and it'd be go, 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 let's contribute and give your fair share. And then if you decided that, you didn't want to do that, you would be encouraged. Someone would visit you. And the idea was they wanted 100% participation. And you weren't going to get away with holding out and not participating and giving money to an organization that you had no idea what they're doing with your money. Okay? So what is the hold that these corporations have? Are they bribed? Are they blackmailed? Are they incentivized? Are they getting paid? Are they getting paid a kickback? What is it? I don't know. But I don't believe for one second it's from the goodness of their corporate hearts that they want you to contribute to their favorite charity or fund. And I don't think for a moment that it is out of the goodness of their hearts that they want you to comply with Jumpin' Joe's vaccine mandate. There's something behind this. I just don't know what it is. Any comments, Kathy?
Yeah, I worked part-time for a company that was really big into United Way. And I was taken into the office and told that I must go. And then I was told later that they would, by one of the employees, that if you didn't give, you were going to get a raise. That
right.
They were that much 100% that you had to give. And so these people didn't make much money there.
Right. I've heard the same thing from a different state, 500 miles away. Yep. We'll be right back.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
New battery, the atomic clock. This is reset. Took over a half an hour for it to reboot, but it's working. And so just wanted to mention, class, if you're thinking about the cold weather, it can cause damage to your batteries in your cars and trucks. So you might want to consider getting a battery charger, okay? And check the antifreeze in your vehicles. We checked all the equipment in the last couple of days, and we topped off the antifreeze and make sure you get the right antifreeze. But if you don't have enough coolant protection and the antifreeze does not protect your engine and your radiator and your heater core and your water pump, etc., in your vehicle, the damage can be in the thousands and thousands of dollars. As a matter of fact, it can be so great that the vehicle will be a total loss if the engine block cracks because you don't have enough freezing protection. So check your antifreeze, please, and consider getting a battery charger, because if your battery is weak, meaning it has a tough time starting your vehicle, as the weather gets colder and colder, the electrolyte, which is sulfuric acid and distilled water, it will freeze. And when that freezes, it will buckle the plates, the lead plates, and your battery will be absolutely useless. And batteries between $100 and $200 today. So, you know, they're not the $30 batteries that they used to be before Barack Hussein Obama became the guy sitting in the big chair. So, and bring the garden hoses in, you know, stretch them out in the sun so they're soft and pliable, roll them in a big loop, and bring them inside without watering them. That way, you can, if you have a fire, you can take them out of the garage or wherever you have them and use them to put out the fire. Make sure you have a nozzle with them, but make sure that nozzle is opened up so if water's in it, it will drain out. So open up that nozzle so that, you know, it's in the spraying the water position. Kathy, your comments?
Well, it's just being proactive, Vince, and getting ready for everything. And I still go back to try to find the good American-made products, the older ones, if you can find them. They're going to last a lot longer.
Yes. And here's a thought, class. If you're going to buy a telephone, you know, if you have a landline and you're going to buy a phone, some phones don't have a mute button. Think about that. Is a mute button important to you? It is to me. It is to me. So I would not buy a landline telephone that does not have a mute button. Here's another thought. Kathy, we use those 55-gallon steel drums and plastic, you know, those barrels. And some of them have completely removable lids with a band that goes around the lid, and it locks the band, the lid in place. Now, the lid is recessed. So if the barrel's outside, and let's say we're storing chicken feed in it, you know, it's in the shade, and we're storing chicken feed or cattle feed, you know, the cattle biscuits, you know, the treats that we give the cows, you know, when we call them, we give them these treats and they get trained and then we don't have to do it anymore. But we have these 55-gallon barrels and sometimes we put the trash in them because trash gets picked up once a week. And so we'll put the trash in there from, you know, kitchen trash in those plastic bags so that the mice and the outside animals, the wild animals, don't come and tear it apart. So there are these lids, these steel lids. And when it rains, water collects on the lids. And so what do you do about the water? Well, here's what I do. So I take the equivalent of a rag the size of a washcloth. And I fold it into four. I fold it so that it's four layers thick. And then I hang more than half of it over the edge of the barrel and less than half of it in the water on the lid, and the capillary action will just drain the lid, so I don't have to do any work, and it completely drains it, drip, 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 and it works great. So we have probably 20 barrels outside, and we have a farm, okay, so we've got a lot of these barrels, and we don't want the lids to be rusting, and we don't want water sitting on them, so that's what we do. So we have like four or five of these rags, and we just move them from barrel to barrel. Any comments, Kathy? Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't, Ben. Good idea again, and remind me when we get back to give that recipe, Ben, so I don't forget.
You bet. Powdered laundry detergent, if you will. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New unemployment numbers from the Labor Department were just released. The number of Americans seeking first-time jobless benefits dropped again last week. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, seen as a proxy for layoffs, fell to 269,000. That's down 14,000 from the prior week's level. The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin on Fox News talks about the Republicans gaining strength after digesting Tuesday's elections.
When you think of two blue states, or one state in Virginia has been leaning blue and been fairly blue for 10 years, Georgia's always been historically blue, and to see what happened and how close and how divided, can you imagine 2.2 million votes in New Jersey and 100 or 200 vote separation, how close it was in Virginia? I hope it's a wake-up call for all of us.
As the midterm elections loom, New Jersey Republican Senator candidate John Eisenman talks about his Democrat opponent.
It's a race that was the most competitive last year in 2020 and will likely shape up to be the most competitive in the country this year. Tom's got a lot of name recognition and a lot of money. What he also has is a number of Stock Act violations against him and an open House Ethics Committee investigation into how he made $3 million during a pandemic on undisclosed healthcare trades and shorts, bets against the same community he was elected to represent. Look, I think what we saw in Virginia and New Jersey specifically is pushback on just rubber stamp politicians for Biden's agenda, the current administration's failings, and the radical left policy that's sweeping the country right now.
In San Francisco, California, children ages 5 to 11 will be forced to prove they are vaccinated if they want to enter restaurants and entertainment venues. San Francisco became the first city in the country to impose strict vaccine mandates for all children and adults over 12. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? Today,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, and Jason, we have a caller on the line, if you would please get that. Kathy, you have a recipe for a laundry powder.
Yeah, Vince, this is real easy. I'm going to give like my dimension or my measurements, I should say, and then I'll just say a part. So you can, like, it's 1 cup salt. So that's 1 part salt, and then you can increase it however you want. So it's 1 cup salt. Now, I bought salt in bulk. I didn't just buy the little things in the store. I just went and got a 25 or 35-pound bag. 1.5 cups of baking soda, And there again, I bought it, I believe, at Costco, and it was 14 pounds for, I think it was around $6.50. And washing soda, that's 1.5 cups of washing soda. And I haven't done research on trying to buy that in bulk, but I may. You can find that with all the laundry soap. And you just mix it up real good. You could put it in a big container, shake it up, or a bowl and stir it real good. Or you can mix it and then put it in like a jar or a container and shake it up real good. And what she recommends for just an average load, you just use 1 tablespoon. If you have a real dirty load, then you can go 2, 2.5 tablespoons of it. And she said that she ends up liking it better. But the main reason why she did it was because the borax was affecting the elastic in her clothes. And she said, now, if you have white, like white cotton, solid cotton or white towels, and you want to use it for that, that would be good. But after doing more research, the borax really should be used in hot water, which I don't use hot water very, very seldom. I might do it once in a great while if I'm trying to wipe something up or something is real dirty. I may wash it in hot water. But maybe that was why I was having the problem. I don't know. But I did notice it was affecting my clothes. So I'm going to try this. I've just started using it the last couple days, and it's gotten the stains out well. And I can get into it later, but in the video, she talks about, she even uses this as a scouring powder for her sinks and her tubs. Now, I haven't tried it, so I'm not going to recommend it. She said she used it in the tub now, but she didn't say whether she had a fiberglass shower unit or, you know, the tub. So I don't know what kind she had. So I'm going to try it, and if it seems to work well, then I'll get back with everybody and let them know. But that was the one thing. And, mm-hmm. and plus, for me, I like the fact that it doesn't have the chemicals. It's safe for your septic system, too, which some of these other laundry soaps, my understanding, Benson, I don't know if it's true, but I read that they can affect your septic system.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Glenn will be with you in just a minute. Mrs. Finelli's grandmother had a house that was started around the very late 1600s here in the United States. It's just a little cabin. It was added on and added on and added on, and it became a really big house. And so the newest part was a Victorian era. So we're talking like the late 1800s was the latest part of this real big house, and had the original septic system, which really was just connected to the kitchen sink and the toilets, and that's it. And it never had a problem, but it did not have an electric dishwasher with the dishwashing detergent that has chlorine powder in it. So the bacteria was allowed to work and work and work in the septic system, and that's one of the things that's really, really important. So you can destroy the bacteria in your septic system with what you flush down the toilet or what you put down the sink. So you're absolutely right. Kathy, we have Glenn in Michigan. He's been patiently waiting. Glenn, thank you.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Vince and Kathy. I wanted to comment on two or three of the bullet points you've been talking about. The first one was the supply chain. I go shopping about once a month at a grocery store. It's one of the bigger chains. I won't mention their name. But as going down the vegetable aisle where I wanted to buy some fresh vegetables, the supply chain, the plastic bags that they have hanging there, they were out of them. So I talked to a couple of the employees there, and they said, we can't get them. The supply chain is broken. The toilet paper aisle was down to about skeleton crew. So that's done. And I noticed that the prices overall on everything that I shop there have gone up within the last month or so, at least 20% increase on staples. So, second point I wanted to comment on, you were talking about hanging clothes and how you made a rod. I've been doing this for about 20 years. I use, I don't know if you've ever bought one of those adjustable shower rod curtains that you can hang your shower drapes on. I use those in between hallways, and then I hang my stuff that way.
Okay, I've got a couple. I have a couple quick comments.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, and then please continue. The shower curtain. What we did was we put a fiberglass shower pan, five foot long shower pan, and we have porcelain tiles, the typical traditional 4-inch square porcelain tiles. And we have one of those expanding rods that you talk about. But the shower curtain is not a shower curtain. It's a shower curtain liner. And we have two types, nylon and rayon. And they're really light. And when they get wet, they will dry very quickly. And they don't turn moldy like a vinyl shower curtain will. So this thing actually breathes. And it's what you would see at a motel in the good old days before the genocide. So I wanted to recommend to the class that you consider that. And they're available on eBay for about $15. And ivory is a good color because if you have any iron in your water is going to discolor the shower curtain, sort of a tan anyway. And then you can put them in, once every 10 days or so, or 2 weeks, you can put them in the washing machine in the gentle cycle and with a little bit of detergent and then hang them right back in the shower, stretch them out, and they will last at least 16 years that I know of, because that's how long we've been using them, the same, very, very same ones. But when you get them, make sure you get them with the stainless steel round eyelets where they connect to the shower curtain hooks, because the ones with the stitching that looks like a buttonhole, they won't last as long. Back to you, Glenn.
Your assessment is spot on that. Just out of woman guy thing, I hang my pants from the legs down. But there is reasoning behind that. First of all, when you hang them from the legs down, there's less ironing to do.
And I think you're talking about because of the extra weight pulling down from the waist. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Glenn, I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. And then I'll ask you a question.
All right. You mentioned United Way. I'll give you my, because I've been involved in several different major corps where they beg people, to donate to United Way, this, that, and the other. My opinion is that these corporations they really don't mess around with the real small businesses. They mess around with the businesses that have 100 employees or more. And what I think that's going on, I think United Way is just money laundering. And why do these companies comply with it? Because they're told that, hey, you can receive tax benefits for it, or you can receive legislation that favors your industry, and so on and so forth. That's my take on it.
I'm sure you are right on all accounts. I had a question for you, and I'm sure Kathy has some comments too. My question for you, Glenn, in Michigan, is how do we hit the mark with the things that we say based on your personal observations and situations? Are we accurate? Do we hit the mark? Do we miss the mark? What are your thoughts? I'm talking about across the board on everything.
Right. I consider myself to be educated by observation. And the reason I listen to your show is because our marks are the same. That simple. You're hitting them on all aspects of every part of my life. The problem The problem is I try to pass this information upon the associates and everything else, and I thought I could, 10 years ago, I thought I could enlighten and convince people, maybe half of and out.
I meet...
I've basically given up.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Kathy has some comments, but just let me share this. So when customers come here to the shop, our son's automotive shop, where he fixes, you know, their equipment, their cars, their trucks, their tractors, when I happen to be outside, you know, doing something else, I'll, you know, wander over and say hi, you know, just being pleasant, and I'll comment. I used to comment, and I'd say, well, you know, here's why that situation happened with your vehicle. Here's what underinflation of tires does. Here's how it uses more fuel, and here's why. And here's an example of, you know, pushing a hand truck with a flat tire versus one that has a fully inflated tire. It's much harder to push one and move it around with a load on it when it doesn't have enough air in the tires. And so it takes more
energy.
Yeah,
like a wheelbarrow.
Right, right. So I'll go through those kinds of things. Or here's what happens when the serpentine belt is misaligned, and here's why you should check your antifreeze, and here's how to test your battery, and here's why you should do these things. So I very calmly explain it, and they don't want to hear it. They don't
want to
hear it.
It's a waste of breath, Vincent. It's a waste of breath anymore. We are living in a me-me society. That's all. They don't want to know anything about what's going on. They don't want. I live on a swampy lake out here. I've watched the declination of wildlife here over the last 25 years. I've reported it to my neighbors. One of my neighbors said, well, how come there's so much algae on the lake right now? And I explained to them it's because of your regiment of nitrogen fertilizers once a month. Oh, you know what the response was? Oh, that's what it is, Glenn? I'll stop fertilizing on my backyard, but I'll continue fertilizing on my front yard.
Right. Well, would you mind staying with us? I'd love to hear Kathy's comments, because I have a feeling that Kathy has experienced some of the same things that you mentioned regarding, you know, helping people understand why things are happening and how to prepare and how to prevent calamities and save money. I'll bet she has some similar responses. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy is with us, Glenn's with us in Michigan. And Kathy, Glenn is cool, calm, collect, concise, well-reasoned, and he's having difficulty communicating his thoughts and his experiences and his suggestions with friends, neighbors, and associates, maybe even family. Kathy, what are your thoughts?
Well, I was thinking about what he said, and I too have been in grocery stores where they haven't had the plastic bags for your produce. They're just empty. I noticed that, like, when you walk in, a lot of them don't have the little wipes for the hand sanitizer. They'll just have, like, a bottle that you can spray your hands, and they have, like, a roll of the brown paper towels that you use when you go into the restroom. And the prices, obviously, have gone up. But I can empathize with you, Glenn. I can't get anybody to listen. Probably the people that I really can voice my opinion most is all of the USA instructors. There, I have one person that is on board, and my brother is. I take that back. My brother and his wife are. But when I say something, I get that look like, what are you talking about? You know how you know that look when somebody just dismisses you right away? You get the look. Or they'll say, I can just go to the grocery store. Yep.
They call you a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But you were talking about the chemicals, Glenn, and I totally agree with you. I don't use chemicals in my garden. If something can't make it and the bugs get it, well, then the bugs get it. And I feel, and I think I told this once, but I have stopped using. I hardly ever used it before, but I probably haven't used a chemical in 15 years in my yard or garden. But I have had more this year. I've had ladybugs. I've had praying mantis, a lot of praying mantis. They're on my raspberries eating the beetles and the bugs. Just more insects. But one quick story. Probably 20 years ago, we had a black lab, and I never put everything together. We were in the country, and we had farm fields around us. And where we were located, the wind always blew from the southwest. So it blew into our yard. Mm-hmm. And I never put it together, but she ended up getting cancer in her mouth, and she ended up dying. She was 10 years old. And I really believe it was from the chemicals. And then she would go into the fields, and sometimes there were pheasants out there and rabbits. and she would always wander around finding stuff to eat. And I never thought about it till after she got the cancer. And I thought, oh, my gosh, she was out there all the time in those fields and eating and, you know, licking her paws and everything. And I really believe that's where it came from.
So imagine our food that we're buying in these stores. Unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Here's a real simple story I'd like to share. So we get this electric cooperative magazine once a month. It's called Missouri, Rural Missouri. And the inside cover, it shows an orange extension cord. And right where the plug attaches to the extension cord wire, the orange jacket is exposed. The orange jacket's removed for about an inch. And you see some copper wires from the ground that are kind of frayed. And it says, if it's not insulated, neither are you. Replace, never repair damaged extension cords. Now, the generally dumb public would probably say, hey, honey, listen, we got to throw that extension cord away. So what does an extension cord cost? $20, $30? Well, why not put a plug, replace that plug for $3? Why not do that?
I have a bucket of those in my garage, so.
Yeah, yeah. So the generally dumb public is reading this and saying, honey, yeah, they're right. We shouldn't use that. Let's throw it away. Just crazy.
Hey, Vincent, I got a couple other points, and I'll cut you loose. I appreciate you taking my call. One was on the vaccine mandate, and you made a statement about the next advancement would be Social Security. I think it's going to go beyond that. I think it's going to go Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, and everything. That's where they're going with this.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree, absolutely. Go quickly. We're running out of time.
Two more points really quick. Sunflower seeds. All right. Sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds, squash seeds. I've been doing them for 20, 30 years. I brine them for a couple days, and I put them in a dehydrator. I don't have a mixture for the brine. I do a tongue test, how salty I like it, and that's how I brine mm-hmm. them, and it works great.
Okay, so you're just saying soak it in cold water? Soak in cold water?
A brine, a salt, and cold water for a couple days.
Yeah, cold water and salt, right. Okay.
Yeah.
20 now, seconds.
One last thing really quick. You need to get Dwayne Wigginton on your show.
I'll be glad to. Dane and I are friends. He calls me every once in a while and just checks to see if I have a pulse. And I do the same
right.
thing.
Thank you for taking my call.
Glenn, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in, sharing your thoughts. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us. Dane Wigginton is geoengineeringwatch.org. Very dear friend. I've never met him, but he is an instructor at USA Prepares. He's been on with us many times. And, of course, YouTube has deleted all of our classes. So they're all gone. But I'll give him a call. Kathy, thanks so much, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.